Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here, the man who projects iron in my eyes, and I'm here doing a 5-minute review on the Black Crowes' newest album, Happiness Bastards. I still can't believe that at the same concert as this with Metallica and Pantera, the Black Crowes were also on the bill. For me, I overlook this group for way too many reasons. I think Wazza is more familiar with their music than I am, in particular for their live album, and I have heard of this record, but not entirely played it. I mean, these guys have lived the true rock and roll lifestyle, but I don't think I feel alone here by saying that most people would find this band flies under their radar. But here I am, and I'm giving the band a shot at this review. Help me God, you Black Crow fans watching over me. Let's see if this album can win me over. There's one thing that is important, and that is a high-energy rocking first track, and Bedside Manner does just that, as it swings into the gist of things with much gusto. There is no wasted breath on this track, as it swings into full gear and shows what the band can do when they want to fire on all pistons. I mean, after some 30-odd years of doing this, they know what they are about, and this fine track just shows the band's ability to kick ass and take names. Even the next few swings continue to grab me by the balls and drag me around for a few rounds, and of course leave me feeling like, well, beer drinkers and hellraisers is the motto for this album. Rats and Clowns, Wanting and Waiting, and Dirty Cold Sun Show is of course to a T for this point. Still, there is room for variation with a slow and dirty bluesy sound on Cross Your Fingers, or Follow the Moon that lingers like a lure to the delta to land one of those legendary huge catfish or 3-meter flatties. Well, how about that? I didn't think I'd ever expect to get a Powerfish reference on a 5-minute review, but here we are. Such is life. And yes, it's like some miracle land in that 3-meter flatty, because holy shit, am I hooked with these lovely tunes. JC asked the question over at his channel, do they still have it? And even though I don't know definitively, I'd poise the question, did they ever lose it? Maybe the closing track, Kindred Friend, is a bit on the slow burner and forgettable due to possibly being, well, I guess, distinctly different from the rest of the album, but it also doesn't help being the closing track. But alas, not everything they touch can really turn to gold. Flesh Wound is perhaps another time I would lump into the same boat here. On the same side of the acoustic coin, however, there is the track Wilted Rose, which features, of course, a guest appearance by Lainey Wilson. And that song, it feels rather distinctly like a closer track, but I am glad that it isn't. Sometimes these songs that are at the end of the record can get lost in the mix, and this fine little ditty is not one of those that you would want to lose. If only more albums would rock as hard as this one does. I feel like this record is simple rock and roll for the soul. It just feels right and flows so well together. It never outstays its runtime and is pure pleasure to listen to. Opium for the ears and the good doctors that are the Black Crowes are my script. Please fill it quickly, Doc, because I need more. There may also be another reason why I enjoyed this record more than I thought I would, and that is due to being on a road trip in Vietnam at the time that this was released. And it feels distinctly like road trip music, to be honest. Turn it up and tune out as you go through the motions of your travels. Overall, I would give this album a score of 8 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Bedside Manners, Cross Your Fingers, and Dirty Cold Sun. For a record of only 10 tracks, clocking in at just under 40 minutes with its huge sound that is equivalent to, I guess, audio dynamite, I would say that I have clearly been won over. So the question remains to go where from here. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.